Let's begin by checking in with what is happening right now. Wherever you find yourself in this moment, get in a position that's as comfortable for you as possible. Breathe as you normally would, perhaps taking the time to notice the air traveling through your nose, expanding your already expanding belly in and out. Let the weight of your limbs and back sink into the cushions or mattress. Trust that the pillows can hold you. Let them do the work of supporting your body. You just let go. Notice where you feel the sensation of the breath most clearly. This may be your belly rising and falling, your chest expanding and contracting, or the tactile sensations of the air passing through your nose or over your upper lip. Wherever the breath tends to appear most clearly, allow that area to be the home of your attention. Now see if you can notice a part of your body that's feeling pleasant right now. Maybe it's your hands or toes, or the top of your head, wherever it is. Notice what those sensations are, feeling that part of your body. Be curious about what's going on there. If there's something difficult that you're experiencing, pain somewhere in your body, or an emotion like fear, worry, sadness, or loneliness, let yourself gently notice that too. If it's a pain you're encountering, again, be curious about it. Is it sharp or throbbing, constant or intermittent? What happens if you imagine breathing into that place? And if it's an emotion that calls to you most strongly, see if you can find where you most feel that feeling in your body. Is it in your chest or abdomen, your throat or jaw? Be sure to breathe and be kind to yourself. If this is too much, you can always return home to your breath. Now I invite you to return your attention back to the area that felt some ease or pleasantness. What do you notice? Whatever sensations or feeling arise, you can always return here. Let whatever is there be there. Breathe. This is what is right now. It won't stay stuck this way forever. In doing this meditation, we may see that it's possible to hold both the difficulty, fear, or pain, and the more pleasant sensations as well. Our wise minds and bodies can hold these seemingly polar opposite experiences simultaneously. Let's also take this opportunity to check in with baby. Maybe you are feeling baby undulate or kick, or maybe baby is resting. Know that right now your baby is warmly cocooned in your womb, thriving on nutrients you supply through the placenta. Your body knows what your baby needs and will protect your baby with everything it can. We know not to underestimate what a mama is capable of in devotion to her child. Buddhist monk, poet, and peace activist Thich Nhat Hanh reminds us of the ways in which our babies impact us. He writes from the perspective of a baby in utero. It is important to remember that you were nourished before you were born. If you look deeply, you will see that at the same time, you also nourished your mother. Because of your presence in her body changed and grew. She may have been more tired or not felt well, but at the same time, she may have smiled and loved life even more. See if you can bring some kindness and compassion to yourself for whatever you're feeling right now. Holding yourself with kindness, just as you will hold your child in your arms. How radical if we mamas could also hold ourselves as we hold our children.